Iran has expressed support for a recently adopted UN treaty regarding the total destruction of nuclear weapons. Iran's envoy to the International Atomic Energy Agency, Reza Najafi, says the country backs the treaty's goal of banning ownership, use, or threatening to use nuclear weapons. The legally binding treaty was adopted with 122 votes in favor and only one vote against. The other nuclear powers boycotted the negotiations, saying their stockpile of nuclear weapons acts as a deterrent. The treaty was concluded after the 3 weeks of negotiations. It applies to developing, stockpiling, and threatening to use nuclear arms. To discuss that, we're now joined Mr. Michael Springman, who is a former U.S. diplomat, and he's joining us live now from Washington. Mr. Springman, what do you make of this treaty and the fact that the U.S. boycotted it and is opposed to it?
Well, the treaty is a good idea in its basic sense that it's going to ban the use and stationing of nuclear weapons on a country's territory. There's no development, there's no testing and so forth, no even possession of these things, which is a very good thing. They're exceedingly dangerous. There are close to 20,000 nuclear warheads in the world, not counting the ones the Israelis have but refuse to talk about. So in essence, it's a good thing. In practice, with the United States and the other traditional nuclear powers, Britain, France, Russia, and China involved, I think that it's a bit of hypocrisy to say the United States is worried about the possibility of nuclear weapons in Iran, for example, even though Iran doesn't have any. And it's worked itself into a lather, preparing apparently for a strike against Korea for having any weapons at all, and however well they work, nobody seems to know. Yet it's a round of hypocrisy, I think, also.
Mr. Springman, I wonder, considering this is a binding treaty, does that mean that the United States and others, in fact, not just the U.S., the other nuclear weapons-holding countries in the world should be and will possibly be held accountable?
Well, what's going to happen is that it's binding on the countries that sign the treaty. If you don't sign the treaty, you're not bound by it. And whether or not the United States will sign it, I don't know. They certainly didn't sign the one on landmines. And for the United States to commit itself to giving up its nuclear weapons, I think is something the United States will not do, given its past history and first use of these things, along with President Trump saying he's going to review and trying to improve the American weapons arsenal. So I think unless the United States really commits itself to reducing and eliminating nuclear weapons around the world, the treaty will be a grand gesture, but that won't be anything more than a gesture.
Okay, Mr. Springman, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your taking your time to speak to us.
Thank you.